The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back to Feminist Book Club, the podcast. We're not just about feminist books. We are here for social justice, literature, and media in all its forms. But we do that through an intersectional feminist lens. Thanks for being here. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Renee Powers here, and I'm here to talk a little bit about where we've been, where we've going. And if you haven't noticed, we have taken a little bit of a break, a little bit of a hiatus, and this is going to be your first episode back in a few weeks. So let's talk about that and what to expect. Real quick, we do have a sponsor for today's episode, so let's get into that. The last person that called me Sweet Pea ended up dead. I haven't killed anyone for 3 years, and I thought that when it happened again, I'd feel bad. But no, I had a blissful night's sleep. This morning, I feel balanced, almost sane for once. Rhiannon is your average girl next door, settled with her boyfriend and a little dog, but she's got a killer secret. Although her childhood was haunted by a famous crime, Rhiannon's life is normal now that her celebrity has dwindled. By day, her job as an editorial assistant is demeaning and unsatisfying. By evening, she dutifully listens to her friends' plans for marriage and babies while secretly making a list. A kill list. From the man on the Lidl checkout who always mishandles her apples, to the driver who cuts her off on the way to work, to the people who have got it coming, Rhiannon's ready to get her revenge. Because the girl everyone overlooks might be able to get away with murder. American Psycho meets Bridget Jones in Sweet Pea by CJ Scues, a darkly comic novel about a girl next door serial killer that you can't help to love, but also agree with. This is written in diary format, so we really get into Rhiannon's deranged and sometimes scarily relatable mind. Sweet Pea is viciously funny, foul-mouthed, rather graphic, and not for the faint-hearted. It's the perfect read for anyone who loves A Promising Young Woman or Killing Eve. And the good news, if you love it, it's only book one in the series. There are some content warnings we'd like to address, including child abuse and trauma, as well as, well, murder. You can purchase Sweet Pea on Amazon, the HarperCollins website, or anywhere books are sold. Happy reading, and thank you to HarperCollins for sponsoring this episode. Feminist Book Club celebrated its fifth birthday this past summer, and we celebrated it in a couple of weird ways. We started a fundraiser for our worker-owned co-op initiative, and we were robbed 4 times in 2 weeks. It was outrageous. It's been a tumultuous few months, to say the least. While there are some major changes ahead for Feminist Book Club, who we are, what we do, and why it matters will never change. And I just want to read that mission going forward. Feminist Book Club uses literature as a launch pad to have difficult conversations. Our community is the heart of our mission, holding space for those conversations to organically and safely happen. We provide thoughtful content and exceptional book recommendations to help you diversify your bookshelf and read your values. Feminist Book Club is an organization that truly puts people over profit, so you can feel good supporting us with your dollars. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk, and we put our money where our mouth is. We truly believe that you all, our listeners, our audience, our followers, our members, you are Feminist Book Club, and you are welcome here, as long as you commit to showing up with radical compassion. And so in order to stay truly aligned with this mission, I, as founder, I've been running this business for the last 5 years. I've decided to hand over Feminist Book Club, the brand, to our team of staff and contributors. We have begun the process of transitioning and restructuring into a worker-owned cooperative. And I'm really excited about this because one of my One of my life goals is to disrupt capitalism as we know it. And one of the ways in which to do that is worker-owned initiatives like this. It's something I've always wanted to do. It was just hard. But now I've got a team behind me, a team of professionals who do these kinds of things every day for their jobs to help organizations, existing organizations restructure. I am so thrilled that we have begun this process and I get to step away a little bit. Feminist Book Club is always going to be my baby. I am still always going to be founder. That is a title no one can take from me. But the day-to-day operations are going to be a collective effort because there is no change, there is no progress without a collective. What I'm most excited about with this joint effort is that these kinds of organizations benefit everyone because our community, our followers, our audience, you all will know that the leadership of this organization is not just me anymore. It is intersectional. It's from a diverse array of personal and professional backgrounds. And that just means that we will be stronger, we'll be less likely to overlook an issue in our community. And even if we do overlook something, we'll be better equipped to work towards restoring that. And one thing I absolutely know for sure, the more voices, the more experiences an organization has, the better that organization is. And I really look forward to deepening our work with this team. So the restructure is a super long and arduous process, and it does require a few significant changes on our end. So as you have noticed, our blog and podcast content has gone a little bit on hiatus. We are going to pop in occasionally as things come up. So you will see that we've got a couple more episodes coming in the next 2 weeks, and they are timely. They are things that we want to have conversations on, but we just do not have the capacity right now to do 2 episodes a week consistently, and that sucks, and I'm really sorry. Our author Q&As for our members, they're becoming more and more difficult to schedule for a variety of reasons. It's just the time of year too. We do try to reach out to all of our featured authors to have them do a Q&A for our book club members. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. I am happy to report that one of our November authors, Patty Krywick, will be joining us for a Q&A. Another thing that is changing and has changed a little bit is our response time to customer service issues. We do promise to rectify any issues you have with your order or your account. It just might take us a couple of extra days to get back to you. And for that, I am very sorry, but like I said, we are at capacity. And then once we are officially restructured to a worker-owned co-op, you're going to see some familiar faces in new roles behind the scenes. And all we ask is, as we are learning these new roles, just be patient. We're working out some kinks. There's just a lot going on behind the scenes right now. We're one of those little ducks, you know? It looks very smooth on the surface, but our little tootsies are paddling furiously behind the scenes. And that also means you're going to see less of me at the helm. And in order to keep Feminist Book Club afloat for now, I have accepted a full-time position elsewhere. It's actually with Pango Books. So if you're not on Pango, head over there. I am still leading Feminist Book Club for now. I'm a little bit more behind the scenes than usual. But I have been working full-time with Pango for about a month and a half now. And it's been wonderful. It's been a wonderful experience. It is a lot, you know, to run a full-time company and then work full-time. So just be patient with us as we work out our new routines. Here are some things that are not changing. I don't want anyone to be concerned. Much of the Mighty Networks community, that's our virtual book club, that's going to be business as usual, including book discussion questions, moderated Zoom chat discussions, and opportunities to connect with one another. If you were not a part of our readathon this past weekend, holy cow, was that fun. We raised a lot of money, like $700 total. More than that. It's got to be more than that. Probably closer to $800 for our co-op transition fund. So this is the money that's going directly into the pockets of those who are going to be helping us restructure into a worker-owned initiative. It's not something you want to do willy-nilly. You got to get the lawyers involved. But anyways, besides that, There's been so much interaction on our readathon content, and it's still happening. So if you missed it, just check out our Instagram, check out our Mighty Networks. Your first 7 days of our Mighty Networks community is free, so you can get a trial and see, you know, what it's like to be a part of this private, safe, wonderful, bookish community. One thing that's not changing is your books of the month. We are still doing 2 books every month, 1 fiction, 1 nonfiction. Nothing about our members' subscriptions are changing. If you'd like to join us, come on over. Come on over. Use the code, I think it's podcast5, get you $5 off your first order. We do 1 fiction, 1 nonfiction a month. You can choose between a physical book that we mail to you or an audiobook, or both. We are doing audiobooks now hosted through Libro FM. They are a delight to work with as well, and it's a very easy experience. We're still fulfilling orders. We are still taking your suggestions. We're still writing your little notes and sending your audiobooks and making sure your bookshelf stays full and intersectional. If you want books, we got books. There is nothing changing there. As always, Feminist Book Club is deeply committed to help you find your next intersectional book, to read it in community, to fuck up systems of oppression in tangible ways that's never going to change, that's just shifting into more people's hands. And I couldn't be more proud of the work we've done and where we're going. Thank you so much for supporting us these last 5 years. We can't wait to show you what's to come. If you'd like to support our transition, I have to shout out our GoFundMe. I will put a link in the show notes. And then just, like I said, just stay tuned. We've got a few episodes we'll be releasing here in the next couple of weeks, including a discussion about Britney's podcast. Because when I said we're going to be, you know, things that are in the news that we want to talk about, we want to talk about Britney. Several of us read that memoir over the weekend during the readathon, so we will be having a book club discussion about that for our next episode. And if you are not following us on Instagram, on TikTok, and if you're not getting emails from us, please do that. That is the best way to see what's to come with the holidays coming. We're going to be doing a lot of opportunities for gifting, including building your own bundles and books and all sorts of things. So make sure that you are following us everywhere. We are Your Feminist Book Club on Instagram, or just Feminist Book Club on TikTok. And you can head to feministbookclub.com to get on our email list. And that will keep you up to date on everything that's happening. Again, thank you so much for sticking around. And we will see you on Thursday for that discussion of Britney Spears' memoir. See you then. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Feminist Book Club, the podcast. Want to be part of the club? Here's how you can join us. Obviously, subscribe to our podcast and leave a rating and review for brownie points. Follow along on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and TikTok. All of those links are in the show notes. Sign up for our newsletter to be the first to know what our next monthly book pick is. And check out our award-winning monthly book subscription service. Oprah Magazine named it one of their favorite book boxes, and Shonda Rhimes called us one of her favorite subscription boxes in general. There are multiple membership levels for any budget, and it's an excellent way to support the show and the voices you heard today. See you in the club. A well-read woman is a dangerous creature.